Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
Apostle Marcus Dupree. Glory to God. Amen. We just want to thank God for each and every one tonight as we get ready to go in. Let us pray. Amen. As we get ready to go in, we just want to just remind anyone who would like to speak up or call prayer request. Amen. The number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416, and press 1 to get in the queue box. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you right now for what you allowed us to come through today in your house. You allowed us, you brought us safely, Lord God, as we come before your presence tonight. We thank you for what we're about to experience in you. In Jesus' name, thank you for speaking to our hearts, giving us word, Lord God, direction. In Jesus' name, as we walk with you tonight, Lord God, we thank you for your manifestation, your presence, your word, even as we receive your word tonight. Thank you for divine direction in Jesus' name. So, Lord God, thank you for having your way, Lord. Have you deal with our hearts tonight according to thy word, Lord. And you know how to find us tonight. No matter where we are, no matter what we're going through, your word will keep us there in that place, Lord God, that place of security. It'll bring us into that place of love, greater love that it should be, that we should say. And we thank you for the manifestation of all that you're about to do. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, glory to God. So once again, we want to ask you, we will thank you for coming on tonight. Amen. We're going to ask you to turn with us to John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 25. And we'll be starting there. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I will give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back. If you love me, you will rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Now I told you before it comes that when it does come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world coming, and he has nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and the Father gave me, as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. Amen. I want to talk to you tonight from the subject of the helper from within. The helper from within. The Holy Spirit has given us an opportunity to receive His help, His divine instruction daily. As we receive Christ as Lord and Savior, we also have an opportunity to develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And some of us may not be filled with the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues, or your prayer language. But it's very much needed because, you know, the Holy Spirit is with us, but really to have the indwelling and filling takes your walk to another level. Many people are just trying to just go on the basics, but we need more power. Acts chapter 1 and 8 said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And so once you're filled with His power, His might, you now have the power to do the impossible, power to do, to stand where normally you would fall. We want to, as we continue to see the Word of God unfold in our lives, we want to see the proof, the evidence, of His manifestation in our lives. As we continue to walk with Him, talk with Him, move with Him, we begin to see more and more changes as we walk through it. You know, He's here to help us, to prepare us for this, or take us through this journey, I should say. As He takes us through this journey in our Christian walk, we get to experience some things on that's totally out of this world. That's why our help is on high, from on high. So as we get into the Word here, we're going to see here, verse 25, He said, these things I have spoken to you while being present with you. So here's Jesus telling them, and his time is kind of drawing near, but He's preparing their hearts for when He leaves. Because He lets them know, I'm going to leave, but you know, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. He said, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance things that I've said to you. See, here it is. We see Jesus setting the tone for things, and He's letting them know, okay, I'm going to leave, but I'm not going to leave you by yourself. The Holy Spirit's going to be here. The Father's going to send in my name. He's going to be here. He's going to help you to learn, teach you. He's going to teach you all things, even as you read the Word of God. That's why when you read the Word of God, I ask you, you praise the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, you pray, you say, Holy Spirit, help me to give me clarity, insight, give me revelation. The Word is really helping bring the Word alive to me. And, you know, this is going to be a positive thing that you do because you begin to get more insight. You get more insight as you go along. So as you continue to do that, you will continue to grow. I found this out. The more you begin to go to God as if you don't know anything, the more He'll teach you. If you approach the Bible or reading His Word as if you know it all, I just read my Bible, you know, be all kind of nonchalant about it, you find yourself you're not learning much. You won't get what you put in or how you put in. You know, you will receive that weight. If you put in with a joyful heart, with hunger and expectation of the word to receive, you'll be surprised how the word of God will come alive to you and through your life. So here it is, we see, but the helper, and always we remember, the Holy Spirit is our helper. If you're not in this world by yourself, that even there's different times I'm walking and do my daily walk, and certain things come up to Holy Spirit. No, matter of fact, perfect example. You know, we've misplaced our keys before. And, you know, you're like, now, where do I know I put my keys somewhere? There have been different times, time and time we've done this. Holy Spirit, help bring back to my remembrance those keys. Where did I put those keys? And, you know, you kind of move on for a little bit, and all of a sudden they'll come back to you. I've done that countless times by the help of the Holy Spirit. So he goes on to say, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things. There are certain lessons that as we go through life throughout our day, we'll learn some different lessons about life. We'll see certain things happen to you. And say, Lord, why is this thing happen? And then the Holy Spirit will begin to bring something or bring a certain scripture to you or bring that scripture alive. Certain things happen, you know, and he will show you how the word just took place right before your eyes. Or because of the word, matter of fact, you see with people, there was a clip I saw earlier tonight about a young man who, and I saw this some months back, but they did a little trick on him. It was a fake lottery ticket. So, of course, they had, you win $2 million, and then, I mean, he was acting crazy, going berserk. So he calls up his boss, cuts his boss out, tell him, bye-bye, I'm not coming to work. I'm through. And so he goes on, the next thing he did, his wife was trying to tell him, he tells his wife, all I'm telling you, it's over, the divorce, I never want to meet you anyway. He just was rude, just nasty. Then his friend tries, hey man, calm down, he's a mess like you. Your girlfriend, you know, every week, you know, me and her get together and just do a thing. You know, and then he goes on, that's what he was like, hey, calm me down, man. It's a joke. It's a joke. He's like, oh, stop playing. Look at the back of the car, it's a joke. He read the back, and he looked up, and he had that look like how a deer in headlights look. You like, well, at that point then, he already said a whole bunch of stuff out of his heart. And what I want to say is, as we walk in his walk, the word of God, as you see that, you see the scripture, the word of God comes alive and says, the love of money is the root of all evil. You know, his love for money was greater than his love for his family, his friends, his wife. It superseded all of that. Just for a few dollars of money, he threw them all to the dogs. But his whole true heart was shown. So here it is, the Holy Spirit gave you a teaching moment. See, he showed me, wow, that's what happens when you have the love for money. You know, he said different times before, if you whatever you are before money, money will make you more of that. If you were a jerk before money, you'd be a bigger jerk with money. Or you'd be a bigger jerk without money. Whichever, you know, be a big jerk without money, you'd be a bigger one with money. So if you're a kind person, without money, you're kind. And with money, you'd be even a kinder person. See, if money will magnify who you are. You know, so that's one lesson that the Holy Spirit has told me and showed me through years. And as I see the word coming forward, every day we have different teaching moments by the Holy Spirit. This is why that we need to cultivate our walk with the Lord by spending time with Him. Like how people have daily devotions, it's good because it's a good practice of getting to His presence every day at a certain time that you had that time set for the Lord. Some of us need to go back to the foundation again because we've gotten away from those foundational things of just spending time with the Lord. Sometimes life can get so complicated that it pulls us out of our routine of where we were strengthened by that routine. You know, not being legalistic, but every time a certain morning, you had the time set aside and set apart to get into the presence of the Lord. And so, and this is why it's very important to develop a walk with this. So, amen. So as we continue to walk with this, we begin to see how the Holy Spirit helps us. Okay, he says, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. Amen. So many different levels of the Holy Spirit will teach us things and bring to your remembrance all things I've said to you. Just like we read the word, as you begin to read the word, he'll bring those things back to your remembrance, and he'll strengthen you at the time that you need the most. There are different times that we're faced with daily challenges, and we have to dig deeper inside, not to fear or not to fret or whatever we go through, not to let it overwhelm us. We have to always remember that we're never standing alone. When the Holy Spirit is in our life, He is here to help us. He's here to back us. He's the presence of God with us right then and there. So because we talk about the Godhead, the triumphant being, we're talking about God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one, when He said, let there be light, He said in the beginning, said His Spirit hovered across the waters. And when He said, let there be light, He made it happen. He's the one, the part of the God that makes things happen. God, the Father, said, let it be so, and He gets it done. And so we see the power of the Holy Spirit throughout the tracking of history from the beginning of time to now. The Holy Spirit is yet moving by His power. Amen. So even inside of us, amen, as we see, the Scripture says, the greater is He that is in us than the He that's in the world. By the power of the Holy Spirit. See, we can't have that without having Him. Amen. We can't have those results without having Him. So as we go further, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. This is a very important part that the Holy Spirit does bring, is He brings peace into us. He brings that assurance of peace because, we can have some fearful things in the world happening out through our daily basis. And even like Psalm 91, you can read different things that happen in noonday, different snares and traps by the enemy. Psalm 23, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Because why? Because thou art with me. The Holy Spirit, He's with you. He is there comforting you. He is there backing you up, giving you courage when you may lack, giving you strength when you may be weak. He's there with us. So knowing His place in our life gives us that assurance of faith, knowing that we can walk this walk and we don't have to fear anymore. We don't have to walk right in terror. As in terror, we don't have to be terrified about life anymore. Amen. Because why? He's there with us. Amen. As we see, He says, peace I leave with you. Peace not, I give to you, not as the world. See, the world's method of getting peace is having more money. You have more money, you have more peace, but then we see that's temporary. Because even with people who have a bunch of money, a lot of them die because they don't have peace. Why? Okay, if that's the case, if that was the case, that would be the problem solver. Why does you have a lot of people who commit suicide? They may have all the money. They could be a star. The actor Robert Williams last year. Of course, you'll say he was sitting in cars with depression and some other stuff like that, different attacks. But really, even if they didn't have that problem, some just for the fact of being depressed, have all the money and the fame, but they have no peace. And when you don't have peace, you almost don't have a life. And so some people feel it's better for me just to go ahead and kill myself now than to live this life without peace, not knowing only thing they have to do is turn their life over to Jesus. And they can receive that peace. Amen. For anyone who needs to ask a question, prayer, or you need a prayer request, the number is 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box. Amen. All right. So we're talking about the peace within. So He says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The Holy Spirit helps you to have peace when you're in the midst of trouble. The Holy Spirit will help you have peace when there's no peace. When you are faced with trials and tribulation, tests, you're going through some things that may be pressing against you. There are some things, the obstacles that we face in life that seems insurmountable. Like you can't even, there's no way you can get through this thing. But at the same time, in the midst of all of that, you still have peace. We have to understand that in order for us to really walk in peace, we have to have peace. We can't fake it till we make it, because you can try to fake it all you want, but there's a breaking down point if you don't have it. Amen. So as we rely on Him to have peace, even when it comes to our future, Jeremiah 29:11. Many of you know the scripture. For I know the thoughts I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, but to give you an expected end. That scripture gives us peace, knowing that, you know what, there's a reason why I wake up every morning as a Christian. Because God has a place for me. He has a divine destiny, a place for my life. That no matter what I'm faced with right now, it's temporary, but I know my latter end is going to be better than what it starts. Even though I may be facing some trouble today, but I know my tomorrow's will be better. A matter of fact, even just because I believe it, my today is better before it's actually over. I may be going through a challenging moment, but I refuse to have a bad day. I refuse to have a bad day. I choose to have a good day. I may have a not-so-great moment. I may have a challenging moment. But the fact of the matter is, I'm going to have a good day. I've already made up my mind. I refuse to give the devil my time. I refuse to give him my day. I choose to walk in the grace of God and the power of God. I just choose to walk in the joy of the Lord, which is my strength. Amen. So he goes on further. Amen. He said, you have heard me say to you, I'm going away and coming back to you. If you love me, you will rejoice because I said, I'm going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Amen. So, amen. So he's, you know, said, for you should be able to rejoice the fact of what he was about to do. He's about to transition us. Amen. As he goes forth and makes some things happen before us. Because sometimes just when we don't see, you know, we might not hear God, see God moving or think God is moving. God is always moving on our behalf. We never know that next thing we're about to encounter, how God is already moving in advance for us. That's why it's good to know, once again, be secure the fact that the Holy Spirit has you. He's with you, and he has you covered. God's not like man. The man might sleep, fall asleep, and miss their watch. He may not cover you all the time, but God will always have you covered. Let's go to John. Let's go to 15, verse 26. He says, but when the helper comes, well, you know what? Let me go back. Let's go back to verse 29. And now I told you before it comes, John 14:29, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. Now, I didn't want to leave that out because, you know what? There are times the Holy Spirit in your life, and for those who are prophetic, you know, but you don't always have to be prophetic to get warned from the Holy Spirit. Let me say that. But because he is in your life, he is your guide. He will lead you. He will guide you in all truth. He will also teach you. He will forewarn you some things. See, he's your helper. He is there to assist you. Now, he is not your assistant, but he's there to assist you. That's the God part of you that's with you, always to kind of walk with you through your trials and tribulations of life. There are times some of you may have dreams. You may not understand what the dream is saying, or you may do. You may see you have a dream, and you'll be like, wow, this seems deja vu because I seem I've been here before. Well, the Holy Spirit probably showed you in a dream or a vision or something, somehow, somewhere he showed you this and prepared you for it. So now that you see it, you understand what you see or what you're encountering as it comes to pass. This is why you have to understand that the Holy Spirit is there to help you, to help protect you, guide you in all truth. This is a very kind of basic teaching, but at the same time, it's a good refresher because sometimes in life, it can get real complicated. And we forget that the Holy Spirit is there to help us, to comfort us, to build us, to keep us together. See, he's here to also guide us in all truth. But there's many lies going on these days. There's many untruths that's happening in the world today. It's good to know that God has sent someone there to give us truth. Now, I had to make sure, let me go back a little bit. I said, he sent someone there to give you truth. One of the biggest mistakes that people have, one of the biggest things that they do that's kind of irritating, I know it's irritating to God, but it's irritating me when I hear it. Someone says, something told me that. Oh, I knew I should have followed my first mind. Something told me that. Well, the Holy Spirit is a person. We don't address each other as you don't address each other as it. That's offensive. So even the Holy Spirit, we have to be mindful of him in our lives and make sure that we respect him. We can't acknowledge him and expect him to be there fully with us. We've got to understand that we don't want to offend his presence in our life. So here it is, you know, we addressing him as it. I got it. You don't know you have him. You don't have it. Let's make sure that we address him in love the way that we want to be addressed. We don't want nobody to call you it or whatever or something. So we got to make sure that we address the Holy Spirit, our helper, who he is in our life. He's a helper. Okay. All right. So as we go a little further, I will no longer talk much. The ruler of this world is coming, and he hath nothing in me. Well, a few things here. He said, I will not talk to you much longer. Okay, so Jesus is talking about him, is physically being there, talking to them, giving them, you know, instructions. Okay, but he's letting them know, too, the Holy Spirit will be there to say to them what needs to be said, give them guidance, give them truth. That's why the Holy Spirit will be there in their life. Now, we got to understand the Holy Spirit speaks through our conscience, in some small inner voice. Not necessarily what we want. No, we won't always be getting the audible voice, thus thou, we may not get that. But through our inner witness, through our conscience, he will speak. Or he just leads you maybe in Scripture. You might be led to go search through the Bible, and all of a sudden he may lead you where to go. And he begin to speak to us like that through his word. So he has many ways of communicating with us. This is why you need to know how the Holy Spirit deals with you. Everyone has a different experience with the Holy Spirit. He uses us all differently in some different ways. So that's why it's good for you to know how he speaks to you and how you develop that walk with the Lord, that you spend the time with the Lord. This is one of the biggest problems that as Christians, especially early Christians or people newly converted, they miss this part because and it's not their fault always, because sometimes we don't convey to them. Now you need to really develop this relationship with God. Now you're on the playing field because you accept the Lord and say the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, but now you need to develop your walk with God. You need to begin to cultivate. You need to begin to spend some time in the Word. Go to a place where you can learn the Word of God, you know, where you'll be taught well the Word. Amen. You know, the preaching, deliverance by preaching and exalting is good, but there's some times we need to be sit down and be taught the Word of God. Give some instruction. So take the time and actually break some things down so you can understand it. So when you read the Word, you read with understanding, even understand with clarity, and you can execute that which you hear. It's hard to execute something that you don't know. It's hard to execute something that you can't understand. It's hard to execute something that you just don't get. And so that's why we got to make sure we take these foundational things, understanding who he is in our life and how he operates, how he comes to bring us peace, how he comes to bring us joy. Now, let me say on that topic, there's a difference between joy and happiness. I like to bring this point up about, see, when you have happiness, that's out of your emotions. That's a part of your soul. Now, you are a tripartite being. You are a spirit. The real you is a spirit. You possess a soul, and you live in a body. Now, John chapter 4, verse 24 tells us God is a spirit, and they must worship his spirit and in truth. God said, let's make man in our image and our likeness. So because of those truths, we know that the true part of us, of the three parts, the spirit, soul, and body, is the spirit. That's the part of you that never dies. It's just like God. And, of course, the soul, that's your mind, your will, and emotions, the touchy-feely stuff. And then, of course, you know, and then you talk about the flesh, of course, this is your shell. That we live in the shell called the body. Okay? So the part of you, as you understand who you are, how you're made up, you understand that happiness comes from the soulless realm. That's your mind, will, and your emotions. Okay, that's where you will find your emotions. Your will to live, the will to do, your decision-making comes from your soul, your mind, your intellect, you know, mind, will, and emotions. So those three parts, to take care of that in your soul. Now, your spirit, that's the part that's everlasting, of course, the part that's connected, that's like God. Now, when we talk about this, what comes by his spirit to our spirit, is joy. That's why when it comes to, that's why he said the joy of the Lord is my strength. He didn't say the happiness of the Lord is my strength. He said the joy of the Lord is my strength. Joy is spiritual. Joy is eternal. Happiness is momentarily. One moment you're happy, one moment you're sad. See, it's a up and down thing. You know, if you know someone being happy, you can be happy for a moment, but then you can be down. But no matter, so, and happiness can change based on situations. You may have some situations that you may lose all your money and now be broke and you're not happy. Well, you was happy when you had it all, but now you don't have it. Well, when you have joy, regardless if I got money in my pocket or not, I'm going to be happy. I mean, I'm going to have joy. You know, that's not an emotion. That's life. You know, that's the way it's a consistent expression by the Spirit of God that's inside of you. That's one of those trademarks of knowing that you're saved, that you got true joy. When things get rough, okay, you know, you might get a little upset, but then you won't let it keep you down. You keep on going forward. You keep pressing. You keep believing. You keep knowing that this is a temporary moment. You're going to get through this. Now, anyone who needs to call in, once again, the number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get into the queue box. Amen. To ask your question or prayer request at this time. Amen. So when we understand the power of joy, joy is spiritual. That's why when the Holy Spirit brings joy to our life, man, we smile, we ain't got no reason to smile. But because he's with us, that gives us reason to smile. You know? Amen. That gives you the true joy that lasts forever. Okay? So he said the rule of this world is coming. See, the enemy is always designed to see, he's designed to see who he can seek. Or, excuse me. He's seeking who he may devour. He desires to sift us as wheat. So he's walking around, going around, looking for someone who would be a good target. That's what he does. He's always looking for someone. Now, when it comes down to seeing what's in you, this is why we have to, with this walk, the Holy Spirit, this is the other part of that scripture. He says, the rule of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. Understand this. The Holy Spirit is there to keep you clean. The Holy Spirit is here to keep you clean. The Holy Spirit is here to keep you spiritually clean. You ever wonder why sometimes when stuff happens, you may be kind of rough or rude to someone. Okay, say some words to them that's not nice. But then you see, okay, a few minutes later, that thing weighing so heavy on you, if you really feel it, you'd be like, oh, man, you know, you feel kind of bad that you said that, feel kind of bad that you did that, and now all of a sudden you feel like, man, you know what, I need to talk back. I need to get it right. See, the Holy Spirit right there convicting you through your conscience, dealing with you, right, making you feel bad about what you did so you can go get it right. So when you go forth and get it right, now you feel like a weight is off you now. You feel better. See, he's here to keep your heart clean. When you allow him to do what he does, he can do it. He helps us to stay in the presence of God. Because, see, understand, as long as you keep doing things and you cause yourself to, when you allow sin to come in, sin blocks you from the presence of God. Sin blocks you from being that place of God that you need to, that's going to actually help you to stay connected with him. Amen. So when we allow the Holy Spirit to help us, to empower us, to keep our heart right, he works close with the heart. Amen. He works in the heart, so he will make sure that your heart stays clear. I remember one time I told one of my daughters about when you're walking with God, you want to make sure your heart stay clean. Your heart stay clean, okay? What I mean is by this, you don't want to have things piling up in your heart that's going to block you from being in the presence of God. You don't want things to happen to where you offend people here, someone there, and then you hold, or someone offended you, and you're holding grudges with this thing, and now it's blocking you from being in the presence of God. The Holy Spirit is there to help you to keep your heart clean. He's there helping you to keep your heart clean, keep the weight off you. Amen. Because as long as you allow this thing to come on you, or these things to come in and block you, it's going to hurt you because it's not going to help you. Here it is, you find when you work close with God, well, because you allow these things to come, now it pushes you out of His presence. See, you got to understand, God and sin don't dwell together. Anything that blocks you away from being His presence is sin. It's sin or weight or any kind of blockage, you know, or separation. That's what it tries to do, separate you from the love of God. So don't let anything or anyone separate you from His love. Amen. So as we see here, He says He has nothing in me. Now, when we talk about having stuff, okay, anger, but let me say this. Unforgiveness, you don't want unforgiveness in your heart. Because what happens is the enemy comes and finds that place. See, anything that separates you from God, understand that. Anything that separates you from God, it brings you closer or gives access to the enemy in your life. Let me say it one more time so you can understand. Anything that separates you from the love of God, anything that separates you from God, it gives the enemy a place in your life. Let me say it like that. It gives the enemy a place. So now you create a space because there's unforgiveness. That's a door open into your life from the enemy. So now you open to when any attack come along, you're not fully covered. Because why? You left a door open. Because your heart is not right. You're not forgiven. You're not forgiven whoever it is. So because you haven't forgiven them, the enemy can come in through that door and wreak havoc in your life. You keep wondering, I pray, I seek the Lord. But why is it not working? The enemy keeps always hitting me, attacking me. Well, you got a door open. Problem with lust, that's the door open. And guess what? When he comes, he finds it. He finds nothing in me. There's nothing in agreement with him, with the devil, the enemy. So when the enemy comes to him, he can't find no way in. So he has to flee, move on. But if you got unforgiveness, lust, you got any kind of problem going on like that, now you have a way in, then he's going to take it. Bro, he's never shy about taking it in. He's not shy about taking advantage of that. Okay? But that the world may know that I love the Father, and that the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Also, your obedience to God, your Holy Spirit is here to help you stay obedient to God as well. And see, when you have those things blocking you, or when you, before you sin, you make a decision to sin. Understand that. Before you sin, you make a decision to. The Holy Spirit is there to help you. That's why you hear that voice say, no, don't do it. Don't say it. And you say, I'm going to say it anyway. And you say whatever, then you go, oh, shut up, sit today. See, the Holy Spirit tried to help you before you say that, before you say what you said. Now you have to clean it up, go back and repent and apologize. And you got to also repent to him because he tried to help you. You know? So he's here to keep you clean. The Holy Spirit is here to keep your life clean. He kept you clean. To stay clean throughout your walk with God. You know, He wants you to stay, keep moving forward. And when you allow things to come in, it blocks you and holds you back. He says, "The Father give me commandments, so I do. Arise, let's go from here." Amen. Now let's go to chapter 15, verse 26. But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, He will testify of me. So here it is, He's saying, when the Holy Spirit comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father. See, all that's connected right back to God, because see, God flows the truth, the Father. So He sent the Holy Spirit to be a present help with you, help that's right there with you, to walk with you, to keep you straight. And when we listen to Him and we follow Him, He keeps us out of trouble. He really does. Okay, with every temptation, He make a way of escape. Well, how do you know, how do you think that you got that way of escape? He's trying to show you, oh, here you go. this is the way out. To take this way right now. Go, go, go. But then we hesitate. We end up not going. Well, he did his part. He showed you the way of escape, and it's up to us to take it. That's why we have to learn to listen to him very closely, very keenly, and not let the enemy block our hearing when it comes to the Holy Spirit. He's our help. He's our agent. He's right there with us all the time. He's our in-house help, the helper from within. And we have to understand his role in our life is to help us to keep us clean, help us to keep us out of trouble. Amen. It's not always about trying to rob a bank or nothing like that. No, but just certain things might keep us out of trouble. He may, you know, keep you in a situation. He may help you in a situation where the enemy's trying to really discourage you, trying to really make you feel down. Well, he's there to help bring you up. He's here to help cancel that thing out and get it out of you. Amen. So as we go a little further, he says, spiritual proceeds from the Father. He will testify of me. Amen. The Holy Spirit always points back to the Father and the Son. He always points back to them. And he always points back to himself. Amen. And you also will bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. Amen. So here's, he said, you will also bear witness. That means you'll be able to speak on our behalf. You'll be able to testify of what he's doing in your life. And because he's been there for you throughout the whole time. Amen. Then these things, chapter 16, verse 1, these things I've spoken to you that you should not be made to stumble. Amen. He's your, once again, he's your guide. He's the deliverer. He shows you the way. He brings you out. He helps you. He's always making intercession for us. He's always praying the mind of God. This is how we learn and know the mind of God is by through him. As we begin to pray in the Spirit, we're learning how to speak his voice into the earth. And he's praying and interceding the will of God for our lives. This is why when it comes to praying, yes, we need our prayer language. He gives them the utterance that gives us the voice to bring forth their language. Everyone's prayer language is going to be just like everyone's language is going to be different. Everyone's prayer language is going to be different. But when we allow him to minister or pray through us by praying the Spirit, praying in tongues, as some people may call it, amen, when you pray, your mind is unfruitful. You don't understand what you're praying most of the time. Now, sometimes people can have a gift of interpretation. They can be able to interpret the tongue as they're praying it. Or some people can hear you and be able to get to interpret like that. But the fact of the matter, you don't have to know what you're praying in order for you to be effective. All you do is focus on praying. As you're praying, the Holy Spirit is doing what he needs to do. Oh, don't worry about that. He's going to do what he needs to do. You just have to do your part, is pray. So here it is, as we see the manifestation of that, as we see him begin to move in a special way, we begin to see the effects of his effects in our life. So as we begin to pray in the Spirit, he causes us not to stumble. That means even there's trouble coming or there's something. Matter of fact, perfect example. You've ever been led to go when you go into work. You usually take one way. Always take this way. And all of a sudden the Holy Spirit said, don't go this way. Go the other way. But, well, you know, I always go this way. Why change now? I mean, I always go this way. When you go that way, you find there's a bad car accident, the traffic jammed up, and now you'll be late for work. Just that fast, the Holy Spirit tried to alter your path, trying to show you, trying to lead you in truth. But yet, we're so familiar with doing things. Never lock yourself in a routine where when the Holy Spirit comes to you or gives you direction that you can't move. See, you got to remember, once again, he's your guide. He's your help. He's your assistant. He assists you. He helps you to go forth and do. And that's why it's very important for us to understand and know that he's there for us to give us, to lead us in the right way and to guide us. So we have to trust him enough to make the move when he says. Now, for instance, there are times before I've let, oh my God, there are times I've been going someplace, once again, If anyone need to call and ask a question, ask for prayer, then the number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get into Q Box. There are different times, I tell you no lie, that I had an appointment to go to where I should be to work at a certain time. And for some reason, I can't find my keys or something happened and here it is. Or I'm going and he may lead me to go another direction. And at about the same time, either I'll be going that direction or the same time, I would normally be on my way to work, but then for some reason I can't find my keys. And all of a sudden, it's almost like the keys are right there somewhere. I just look over it so many different times. Or when I go, I'm led to go a different direction, and I go. There was an accident that happened around the same time that I was supposed to be at a certain place. Supernatural delays being led by His Spirit. You know, He leads us in all truth. So that's why it's an awesome thing when you allow Him to lead you and guide you. It's very important not to get caught up in doing it your way to where you're not listening to your help. He is your helper within. He is the one who's going to keep you well, keep you safe, keep you clean. We have to understand and know that He's there always to help us. Okay, and He's going to cause you not to stumble, major stumble. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God a service. Amen. There's times where challenges are going to come in our life, and we need to be able to make the right decision and stand strong no matter what comes your way, no matter how the enemy tries to come. You know, you have to trust and know that He's there helping you. That even when it comes to persecution, even when it comes to trials and tests, even when it comes to your life being in danger, you have to trust Him. There are certain times that I'm to a certain place and I have an unction in my spirit not to be there. I need to go. First I'm like, why do I have this unction? I need to go somewhere or move or not do something. You know, it's a spirit. His spirit within letting me know something ain't right with the atmosphere or something. I'm not getting a little eerie feeling. He may not say what it is, but only thing I know is it's not checking right in my spirit. Then I know, you know what? And not long after I go, something happens. I mean, oh, thank you, Lord. See, we have to be sensitive to His voice, sensitive to His move at any given time. Glory to God. Any given time, He can always, you know, amen. So we have someone online. Amen. Come on in. You speak.
Amen.
Yes.
I need prayer.
You need prayer? Okay. How can we pray for you tonight?
Just as the Lord leads you.
Just let the Lord lead me.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You know that could be into a lot of things. You sure you want to give me something specific to go to? Or just give me a little more just in case. Family, friends.
I would say strength and personal.
You said friends and personal?
No, it's personal and strength.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right, no problem. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you as we pray with your daughter right now. We thank you right now for giving her direction for her personal life, Lord God, and strength. Once again, the joy of the Lord is her strength. And we thank you for her beginning to smile more, begin to allowing you to work through your spirit, that she don't have to worry nor fret. The Lord don't want you to be worried about certain things. Let the things go. You can only deal with You can only fix those things that you can fix. Don't allow the things that's not in your control to stress you and worry you out. There comes a time you got to let it go and let God. You may have some answers sometimes, but you may not have an answer all the time. But just trust God and know that He's with you. The Lord has your back. He's got you. He's going to cover you regardless how it looks like and regardless how it feels. Don't trust your emotions. Trust God. trust him, regardless of how it looks like. Even I don't care who says this, who says that. You trust, you stick with God. Trust him. So, Father, we thank you that you give her strength right now in this hour. I see you at a road of for a road of a direction for you at a four-way crossing, and you need to make some decisions. Father, I thank you for giving her the decision, the right path to make in Jesus' name, a right path to take, excuse me, that she will go in the way that's going to be best for her, not convenient, that's going to be best for her. I thank you, Lord God, that she will not take the easy way, but she will take the right way. Thank you, oh God, that she will take the right way, and she will move according to thy word. And thank you, Lord God. Open her eyes to see everything that she needs to see and everyone who she needs to see. Thank you that nothing is hidden in this hour. Unveil, uncover, reveal. Let the truth come forth in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for giving her direction, giving her strength. Lord God, thank you also, Lord God, for giving her guidance. Let her desire the best that she can. Let her not cut herself short of anything that's due unto her. And help her to be patient to wait on you, that she will not rush anything, but she will hold fast to her confession of faith, and she will begin to speak those things or not as though they are, and she will trust and wait on you. Thank you, Lord God, for giving her direction in this hour, that she will follow you no matter what the enemy may try to say or try to do. She will not be hindered or stopped. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Now, did that help you at all?
Mm-hmm, thank you.
All right, praise God. Okay, well, God bless you. Thank you for coming on, and definitely enjoy. Amen. Thank you. Amen. So we got to understand the Holy Spirit is here to keep us clean. Keep us clean. Keep us on the right path. That no matter what we're faced with, that we're going to stay on the right track. We're going to help us keep us there. And every time you're going to make go astray, go off, amen, and then what you do is the Holy Spirit, you know, you ask the Lord to forgive you. Help you to, 1 John 1:9. He is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness to get you back on the right path. He's able to do that. And daily practice, daily cleanse your heart daily. Don't wait till the end of the night or after you go through the whole day of sinning or missing a mark. Clean your heart daily. Is it come to your heart and mind? Well, forgive me for what I just did. And listen, and then to don't, Lord, forgive me for what if I have sinned or not. You know if you sinned or not. Let's just be honest. You know if you missed a mark. Call it out by name there to help us to stay clean. But if we don't receive the help, if we don't utilize the help, he can't do his job. Okay, you have a job. You deal with pornography. Or I just say something like that. Pornography. Well, Lord, help me to renounce this perverse perverted spirit of perversion, renounce pornography. I don't want to have anything to do with it. In Jesus' name, help me to get cleansed from this thing. Because that's a nasty spirit. It can really grip and hold on to you if you're not really, let me tell you something. It definitely can be something to reckon with. If you're not really serious and hold your heart open up, you really have to deal with things like that. But you break that thing by being honest and being truthful to God. And then just let the Holy Spirit help you to break loose of this thing. He's there to break you free. And when you allow him to help you and get your heart free from that thing, he can strengthen you to keep on walking forward and not go backwards. He is here to help you to stay clean. But you have to make a choice to obey against him and strengthen him to help you. You're working against your help. Amen. Be honest. See, those things that you don't have covered by the Spirit of God is where the enemy now finds something. He now has something in agreement with him. He now has a place, a door open in your life. And he will come, bring havoc in through that door until you close it. He will use that. He will keep using it and abusing it until you close that door. Cover yourself. Allow the Holy Spirit to cover you. The Spirit of truth. Be honest with yourself. Amen. All right, that yeah, these things they will do to you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you of them. See, some of the apostles had to suffer death. Some of them lost their head, tarred and feathered, hung upside down on the cross. You know, so some of them went through some modern experiences. Amen. And these things I did not say to you at the beginning because I was with you. Verse 5, but now I go away to him sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? Because I have said to you these things. So we understand here in our closing that he says sorrow was filling your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, but if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world of sin and the righteousness of judgment of sin, because they do not believe in me or righteousness, but because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them right now. We can't bear them now. However, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you in all truth, and he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. The Father has our mind. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. So he will make those things that is his to yours. He will allow you to walk. That's how you ever say, and, you know, as you, whatever you ask in my name, I shall do it. It shall be done. See, he's giving you power and authority. He's giving you access by the power of the Holy Spirit. And knowing that, once again, he confirmed a lot of things we just said by giving you, by speaking up, and giving you, by giving you truth, guiding you. All these things that the Holy Spirit does in our life. So truly understand and know the Holy Spirit is there to help you, to cleanse you, to give you strength, to empower you to do the impossible on this earth, to live right. You can't do it of yourself, but he's here to help you to do everything you need to do. So, amen. If there's anyone right now, once again, who does not know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, we will give you the opportunity to receive him. Say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Lord, I thank you I accept your Lord, your Son, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. I repent, turn from my wicked ways. I receive him as my Lord and Savior. I receive him now fully on the throne of my heart. I believe and I receive that he died and rose for me on the third day. He has all power in his hand. I receive him as my Lord and my Savior, and I count it done in Jesus' name. Amen. For anyone who have gotten who gone astray, Lord, forgive me for going astray from your will in my life. I thank you. I come into alignment with your will, your purpose and plan, and I choose this day to walk in relationship. Not religion. I choose to walk in relationship. And I choose to come into agreement with your word tonight. Thank you for restoring me back into right fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen. So be encouraged. And let everyone know, this week, Eagles Wings International Ministries, we have financial breakthrough release coming on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 6th, 7th, and 8th at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Call number to call is 843-619-0410, 843-619-0410, no code, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, the 6th through the 8th. So call and be blessed, amen. So we want to encourage your hearts tonight, be strong, be faithful, Continue to love God. God bless you all. You have a wonderful night. Thank you again. Help her with that.